You're about to set out on an adventure you'll never forget. Because this is the first episode of a brand new, one-of-a-kind podcast. An intergalactic audio drama known as Roswell, B.C. Before the Crash.
I admit it. I was beginning to think I had lost my touch. It had been a long time since my last case. Or at least it felt like a long time. It could have been a day, a week, a month, a year, or it could have been a century. I don't know. Time's always been a mystery to me, but when she walked in, time stood still. What a dame. She had legs that ended at the floor, but somehow seemed to go on forever. And her eyes, well, her eyes were big enough to jump into and swim around.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Ryan. She walked right past my desk. I didn't have time to buzz you. Oh, I sure hope this doesn't ruin my chances to keep working here, since I'm a temp and all.
That's all right, Eddie. I think I would have been mad if you hadn't let her in. Ma'am?
It's just been too long. Far too long.
I had to agree. It had been far too long since I'd seen such a beauty. And I was just about ready to dive into those endless eyes when she jolted me back into reality.
Are you even listening to me?
Mr. Ryan, are you okay?
You are Ryan, aren't you?
Am I? Let me tell you something, babe.
But that was all I could get out of my mouth, because all I could think about was how soft her hand was when it hit my face. I don't remember ever hurting so sweetly.
Perhaps I came to the wrong place. If you were the Ryan I've been hearing about.
I'd offer you a drink and tell you to bend those beautiful legs and sit down, dollface.
I'll get the drink, Mr. Ryan.
You can stop with the insulting babes and dolls. I came here for a reason. If you really are Ryan, then I can use your services. You're a legend.
Oh, he's a legend, all right. Ain't you, Mr. Ryan?
A legend? Well, I suppose some might think so. How about that drink?
I don't have time for that. You drink it.
Don't mind if I do.
I asked everyone I could who would be best to help me, and your name kept coming up.
Nice to know. Very nice to know. Eddie, you can go now.
Oh, sure, Mr. Ryan. But I'll be right outside if you need me. You know, right outside this door.
Thank you, Eddie.
Are you sure there's nothing else I can do for you, Mr. Ryan?
Nothing. Now, will you please give me some time with my prospective client?
Oh, sure, boss. I remember you told me you need some work.
Eddie! So, how can I help you, ma'am?
That's what I was trying to tell you before we got off on the wrong foot. You know, the one you put in your mouth. I'm here because he left home, and he's been gone too long. Far too long.
Missing person case, huh? I get a lot of those. A husband?
It's my brother.
That was a relief.
He left with a few friends in their vehicle a long time ago and hasn't returned.
Surely you alerted the authorities.
Of course we did. But they said the vehicle traveled outside of their district. 2 galaxies away.
And they don't have the resources to follow that far out.
But you do.
Possibly. It'll take a lot of fuel to make that kind of trip.
Don't worry. I have more than enough to fund whatever you need.
I was liking this day more every minute. And once again, I found myself falling headfirst into those eyes.
Ryan?
Yes?
I said I have more than enough funds to make the trip. Will you take me?
Take you?
Yes, I'm going to go with you. I have to find my brother.
Well, this was getting very interesting, A long trip with a beauty like that. Was there even a decision to make?
Well, will you do it?
If it will make you happy, and of course find your missing brother, then sure, I'll do it, sweetheart. I'm sorry, Miss...
Neela. My name is Neela. When do we leave? My bags are packed.
Right away, Neela. I think my pilot is working on the ship as we speak. Come on, I'll introduce you. Eddie, I'm going to walk Miss Neela over to the hangar. We'll go out my private entrance.
Oh, sure, Mr. Ion. Don't worry, I can handle the office all by myself.
I wasn't worried until Eddie said she'd be there all by herself. I got her from a temp agency about a week before, and she'd already messed up my filing system and was still a little green doing receptionist work. Oh well. I didn't have any better options. Now, to tell you the truth, I still didn't know what to make of this Neela dame. Maybe my pilot and engineer, Tolip, could help me figure her out.
Well, Ryan, who's your lady friend? We hadn't seen many ladies of any kind around here lately, much less one looking like that.
This is Neela, and she has some work for us. Neela, this is Tolip, the best engineer and pilot in 5 galaxies. If anyone can find out where your brother's ship went, it's Tolip.
Missing person, should've known. That's about half our cases. I've tracked down guys who are running for their lives, running from their wives, or just plain running. Why, I remember this one case where the guy had a souped-up little beauty that led us halfway across the next galaxy before we caught up with him. I did some tweaking to this baby after that, and now she is...
How quickly can we leave?
In a rush, are you?
Yes, there are some not-so-savory characters looking for him as well.
Now wait just a minute, Dalfe, Neela. You didn't say anything to me about anybody else in the picture.
I'll explain everything once we're on our way. So, when can we take off?
It's your lucky day. I just made the last adjustment to the engine. She'll be humming a tune like you've never heard before.
I'm not interested in music right now, if you don't mind.
Whoa, lighten up, sweetheart. Just trying to be friendly.
I also don't need a friend. Just a way to find my brother as quickly as possible.
Well, if it's speed you're looking for, you came to the right place. My little lady here is the fastest ship in the galaxy.
I hope you're right, because we don't have any time to waste. Ryan?
Yeah?
Be a dear and help me with my bags, will you? I left them just outside your door.
Yeah, Ryan. Why don't you go be a dear?
Put a lid on it, smart aleck. You're certainly confident I'll take the job.
No. I'm confident in my powers of persuasion. I didn't travel all the way from my planet, Derelta, to be told no.
Oh, there you are. I thought I heard you come back in. Mr. Ryan, you'll be pleased to know that nothing bad happened while you were gone.
That's great, Eddie. We need to get Miss Neela's bags.
Oh, you mean the ones she left outside your office door? All 7 of them?
7 bags? You gotta be kidding. How long do you think we're gonna be gone?
You never know, do you? I always say it's better to be prepared.
Well, I can carry 4. You think you can handle the rest?
You'd be surprised what I can handle.
Well, I've got only 1 bag, and it's always ready, right here beside my desk. Or at least it was right here beside my... Eddie!
I'm right here, Mr. Ion.
Eddie, have you seen my bag?
Well, I don't know. What does it look like?
Like a bag, Eddie. It was right here this morning.
Oh, that was before I cleaned your desk. I moved it over there in the corner.
You cleaned my desk?
Well, the phone wasn't ringing and you hadn't come in yet, so I was just trying to be useful.
You cleaned my desk?
Mm-hmm. Every drawer, sir. You really should keep that gun locked up. Somebody could get hurt. I hope you're not mad.
It's all right, Eddie. Just don't do it again.
Sure thing, Mr. Ion. Anyways, here's your bag.
Good. We need to leave. You heard your pilot say the ship is ready to go.
All right. I guess we have a new case, Eddie. Can you handle things while I'm gone?
Oh, Mr. Ryan, you'd be surprised what I can handle. You go on and do whatever it is you do. I'll be right here waiting for your orders.
Thank you, Eddie. I think. Neela?
Yes?
How many trips have you made to deep space?
Why?
It may not be what you think. There are dangers out there that you could never imagine.
Ryan, you don't know me, and you don't know what I've seen, much less what I've imagined.
Oh boy, she was going to take a while to figure out. Plus, I couldn't shake the feeling that she wasn't telling me everything. But those eyes kept drawing me in. I'd never had a dame affect me like this before. And that was how it started. And by it, I mean the most fascinating and most dangerous case of my career. Those eyes were about to take me on a galaxy-hopping adventure unlike anything I'd ever experienced. To a place unlike any other. A place known as Roswell.
Roswell, B.C. comes to you straight from Roswell, New Mexico. With very few exceptions, the voices you will hear in this series belong to Roswell residents. This episode is titled The Dame, and it featured the voices of Kyle Bullock as Ryan, Devin Bullock as Neela, Lynetta Zuber as Eddie, and Tony Souza as Tolop. The Roswell, BC theme music was composed and recorded by Brian Hunley. The artwork for our podcast cover and posters is the creation of Logan Pack. Some of the special audio effects heard in this series are courtesy of Reliquwood Media. Roswell, BC was created, written, directed, and produced by yours truly, Boyd Barrett. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast provider. You can also visit our website at roswellbc.com. The story is headed your way.